Be'ez Hashem Yisbo'ch, we begin Perek Shvi, the seventh Perek in the Hilchas Machos Asuras and the Laws of Forbidden Foods in the Rambam Sefer Kedusha, which we continue with the theme of the previous Perek, which the Rambam is discussing here in the kosher animals, but there are certain parts of the animal, like in the previous Perek regarding Dam, that is forbidden. In this Perek, the Rambam discusses that of Chelev, which are certain forbidden fats on the kosher animal. As the Rambam Halacha Alpha opens up, he qualifies the prohibition and the penalty. If someone eats an olive size of the forbidden fats of an animal deliberately, chayav karas, liable for the death penalty of karas. B'shayg, if it does by mistake, maybe chatas kibui, has to bring a fixed sin offering, which in contrast to the korban oil b'yarid, which that's a sliding scale depending how much money a person has. U'beferish amritarin, explicitly the Torah tells us, she'in chayav elo, ashleisha mina behem terbel vat. The liability of chaylev is only regarding three types of kosher animals. Shnomach says in the pasuk beYikra, "Kochelim shor, all the fats of an ox, bechesav and a lamb, but eating a goat, loisachelu, that shouldn't be eaten." Now, ben she'ochem mechelav shchuta, whether eat for the fats of a slaughtered animal, ben she'ochem mechelav nevelo treifish lamb, or whether he ate it that it just died or it had a mortal defect, which the pasuk explicitly says in beYikra, "Bechelav nevelo bechel treifah, ba'ochel loisachlu." So it's regarding these three. But other domestic or wild animals, whether kosher or not kosher, they're the fats, is just like the flesh itself, which if it's kosher meaning, then it's permitted, and if it's a non-kosher, then it's forbidden because of like the non-kosher meat, but there's no karas because it's not the penalty of chelav. That's specifically these three animals of shor, chesav, and eitz. And b'chein nefel, shashleisha min b'chein b'chein b'chein. So to a stillborn of these three types of animals, here the fat's going to be like the flesh because it's not a full-term baby, so therefore it's not considered like that of, it's like considered that of the mother, it's like considered like the v'oichel mechel, because it's different. If someone eats from the fats of it, he'll just be liable like eating a nevela, an unslaughtered animal, but it wouldn't be a liability of that of chelev, because that's only a full-term child, that of shor, chesav, and eis. But the other types of animals, or even the stillborn of these types of animals, would be like the basar. Now, halacha beis. Now, if someone eats from the fats of a nevela and trefa, so like we said, there's going to be a liability of eating chelev, because it's not only if it's slaughtered, but you're also going to have another liability that of not only chelev, but also the fact that it's a nevela and the trefa. As the Rambam explains, because since there is an additional isser in the meat, this is what's known in the Gemara as what's called isser koil, because the second isser is including other things that the first isser did not include. Because shayimutter, the meat originally of this animal, if it would have been slaughtered before it became nevela treva, was permitted. And now that it became nevela, the meat became aser as nevela. So neisav alachil, that also gets, now the chilev is also from a nevela. Olavika legishlam, then we get two sets of lashes, one for the fact that it was always chilev, and now it's a chilev of a nevela. Now halacha gimel, the Rambam continues regarding the fats as relates to a fetus and that of the embryo. Says the Rambam, hasheich behemo motzah bashlil. Let's say you slaughter an animal, and you find inside a fetus which has not come yet full term. So kol chel by mutter, all the fats are permitted. And v'fil mitzoy chai, even if you find it alive, and the reason they should keivim amen, because it's like a limb of the animal, and there's no ister chelev over there. But v'm shomel echadosh mitzoy chai, let's say it's full term, and just happened to get it before it gave birth, and you find it alive, ava bishle hifres ala karkas, even though it didn't step foot yet on the ground, v'enetzar shchit, and therefore does not require shchit, as the Rambam himself explained this already in Perek Beis Halacha Yudalid, but chel by aser, so the fats are forbidden, it's like a regular animal, v'chem lav karkas, and you can be liable karkas in it, and therefore, you have to take out all the strands of tissue, and then all the forbidden membranes. Kishobim is like any other animal that was born, because you just have to have gotten it before it was born, but it was really full term. It's like a regular animal on its own independence, not like that which is not yet full term, like that of the navel, which we said, or here where you find it inside the mother itself, where then it would be like one of the limbs of the mother, and therefore there wouldn't have chelim, but here would have the halacha of chelim. Halacha dal. Let's say someone sticks his hands into the womb of an animal, and he cut off from the fats of the embryo, which is important that it's already full term, and moreover, the Rambam stressing here, that and he took it out, because the halacha assumedly would be different if it was inside, he took out the fats of the fetus, which has full term, so then one's going to be liable for those chaylev, as if he cut it from the fats of the mother itself. And the reason is, the terms of the month, if it's full term, that's what causes the prohibition of chelev. Since already, and you're taking it out, It's like the chalev of any forbidden animal, which is going to be liable for eating chalev. Halacha hey, the Rambam continues regarding qualifying what is this isser of chalev. So says the Rambam, halacha hey, shleisha chalavim hem shechayim lem karas. There are three types of fats, which are certain types of fats, that there's a penalty of karas. You have chalev shalakerev, and this the Torah mentions these. You have the fat that's on the intestines, the digestive organs, v'shal shtei akloyes on the two kidneys, v'shal iksalim and on the flanks. Now, the fatty tail is actually permitted to be eaten. As Ram explains why he's picking out the tail. Lenikas chalev, although the Torah actually calls it chalev, that's el in carbon blavad, that's only regarding the sacrifices. We find that the fats of the kidneys and of the large lobe of the liver is also called chalev regarding a carbon, but it's not. It's not actually in the, including the prohibitions of chaylev. Same thing is regarding the aliyah, the fatty tail. And as the Rambam says, kibosh atam, you find the word chaylev doesn't necessarily mean the fatty, the prohibited fats. You find chaylev aretz. It doesn't mean fats of the land. There's no fats of the land. It just means the choicest. For chaylev kilya ischita, and that the fats were like kidneys. That's how the wheat was. It means shu tuva, means the best part of it. So Rambam explains. Since these things, like we said, the fats of the fatty tail, of the kidneys, and of the seres hakaved, since it's elevated from these animals, from the carbon to be burned for Hashem, that's what we call it, the fats. Meaning, the fats is the composites that hold all the protein, that has all the different things that are the excess, which shamin is always considered a sign of opulence, that's nothing as good as that which is separated from Hashem, and that's what it means when it's calling the Torah chalev. That's why it says by Trumas Meiser, which is the Levi, when he gets Meiser Rishon, he gives off another Meiser to the Kohen, it says to Levim, when you're going to elevate, you're going to separate its fats from it. What fats? Fats? What are we talking about? We're talking about grain. What's fats? It means the choices, which that it's because you're giving to Hashem by giving to the Kohen, the Trumas HaMaisim, that's a cool chalev. But again, it doesn't mean including the prohibition of chalev. Now, Halacha Vav says the Rambam, chalev shal hameses, the fats that's on the abdomen, v'shal beis hakoisis, and on the gut, which is the part of the stomach that's like, it looks like goblets. So, hu achalev shal akerev? That says the Rambam, what does it mean the fats, the first type? We said of the three types is the fats on the digestive organs. Which ones are those? That's referring to on the hemesis and on the beis hakoisis. That's what it means, chalev shal akerev. Now, chalev shebeikar hayireches mebefnim, the fat that's on the root, the joints of the thighs from the inside, chayav lam karis, that you're also chayav karis for, because for hua chalev shal akselam. That's the third category that we spoke about, the fats that's on the flanks. Now, b'yeshem chalev al kevin, now there's over there fats that's on the moor, one of the stomachs, akum kumei keshes. That's twisted like an arch. V'hu aser, and that's forbidden. Now you have v'chut mashuch k'mayesa, but you have over there a ligament that's straight like a lobe. Meaning you have that's like you have a keshes, you have the U part of the bow, which and then you have the straight line. The straight one that's v'hu muta. That ligament's actually permitted. Now. The strands that's in the forbidden fats are rabbinically forbidden, but one would not be liable karas because again that's only rabbinic. Now says the Ram Halacha Zayin, chaylev shabasa chayfa isay. Any fats that the flesh covers over it, muta that's permitted. And the reason is sha'al haksalam asakasam. Terry says what's forbidden is the fats that's on the flanks. Not what's in the flanks. So to the fats that's on the kidneys are forbidden. Not what's inside the kidneys. Now, even so says the Rambam, we do take out the white part that's inside the kidney, and then you eat the kidney. But you don't have to dig after it, getting out every last vestige of that white part. Now, Aloha says the Rambam, there's like two cords of forbidden fats, be kari hamasnaim, in the roots of the loins, which are samach l'roish hayaruch, which is near the top of the thigh. Now, so Rambam explains, when the animal is alive, chelev is near b'ma'ayim, you see these fats on the intestines. K'shtamas, when the animal dies, yidbak basa b'basa. So then, what happens is that actually the animal's dead, starts the meat, the flesh starts attaching itself to the other parts of the meat of the animal. Now you don't see the fat, so everything starts caving in on, so actually the fat ends up being covered. And you don't see it. Until you detach the meat from the meat. Says the Rambam, although when you're after you the animal's dead now, you slaughter it and you see it's covered, it's still going to be forbidden. It's not the fat that the meat the flesh covers it, because when it's alive it's not covered. Now wherever you find that the fat is beneath the flesh, and the flesh surrounds it from all sides, and you don't see the fats until you tear open the flesh. Harizamoto, again, that's going to be permitted. Now, Ram contains Allah Tess, Chelev Halev, the fats of the heart, Vachelev Ama'ayim, and the fats of the intestines, which is the Himadakim, that's the small intestines, Hamulufaf and Kulam, which are wrapped one in the other, that's how the small intestines go. So, Matarma, those fats are permitted. Barim Kushuman, that's like the Shuman, Shuhumutu, which that's permitted. Shuman is different types of fats, which are not included in this of Chelev at all. Except for the top of the intestine, which is near the maw, which is the beginning of the small intestines. There you have to scrape away the fat that's on it. That's the fats that's on the dakin, which that's forbidden. On the small intestine, that those are what's forbidden. Now, those of the gun that they say that the top of the small intestines that you have to scrape away the fats, this is the large intestine that where the waste matter comes out from, that's the colon, that's the end of the digestive organs, that's the different opinions regarding if that would that's the part that has to be scraped away. So the Rambam explained these basically the criterion of these three types of chelev, of the shalakerev on the digestive organs, shtei hakloyes, the fats on the kidneys, and alak salim, and on the flanks. Another one continues regarding, in general, regarding the strands of tissue and membranes that are in the animal. So the Ramalocha Yud, yesh begufa behemah, you have in the animal itself, chutin ukrume shem asurim, you have strands of tissue and membranes which are forbidden. Now, mehem mishum chelev, some of them are because of the fats that's there, which are the forbidden fats, some because of a different reason, purely because there's blood there in the tissue or in the membranes. Now, so any strand of tissue or membrane that's forbidden because of the pasuk Mika that says any blood you shouldn't eat, halacha is as follows. You have to take away those elements, then you salt the meat, and you cook the meat, like we explained in Perek Vav Halacha Yud. Let's say you didn't take it away, rather you cut it open and you salted. Then you don't have to take it away because the blood came out. And actually, and so too in regards to roasting, that you don't have to take it away because when the procedure of roasting takes out the salt, takes out the blood. Now, but if it's a strand of tissue or a memory that's forbidden because of all fats, it has the forbidden fats in it, then bein letzoli, bein lebishul, whether for roasting or for cooking, here roasting has the same problem. You have to take it away from the animal because here it doesn't help like blood to come out. Here it has the fats there that are forbidden. Halacha Yudalf. Chamisha chutin yesh b'gzalim. So getting into specifics, the Rambam says there's five strands of tissue that are in the flanks. You have shleishim in the yamin, three on the right side, ushnaim in the small, and two on the left side. Now, hashleishim in the yamin, the three, strands of tissue that are in the flanks, which are the side of the animal. The three that are on the right side, each one of those three branches off into two. And two on the left side, each one of those two branches off into three parts each. And all those strands of tissue are forbidden because of the forbidden fats that are on them. Now, and the strands of tissue from the spleen, and the strands of tissue from the kidneys, those are problematic, because of forbidden fats. And so too, the membrane that's on the spleen, and the membrane that's on the flanks, and the membrane that's on the kidneys, they're all forbidden because of the forbidden fats. Now, and the membrane that's on, so to speak, the nipple of the spleen, which is where the thicker part is, chayyab nalav karis, there's this liability of karis. Ushar hakrum aser, Now, the rest of the membrane would be forbidden, but v'in chayim amvi, not liable, because the primary is by the dad hatchil. Halach yud beis. Now, shnei krumis yesh lekulyum. There's two membranes for the kidneys. Ha'el yoin, you have the upper membrane. Chayim amvi, of course, there's a liability of course. Kachil v'shal lekulyum, like the fats that are on the kidneys, that membrane has the forbidden fats. V'atach, in the lower membrane, that's like the other membranes and the strands that are there, which are certain of course, they're forbidden, but there's no penalty of kars. Halacha Yud Gimel. Chutei Halev, the strands of tissue of the heart, v'chutei yad, and the strands of the foreleg, v'chutei ha'okitz, and the strands of the okitz, which is the end of the spinal cord, v'chutei halachia tachten, and the strands of the lower jaw, shebetzad haloshim mekam, that's on the side of the tongue on either side, so too, the thin strands that are inside the thin, the chelev, the fats of the dakim of the small intestines, which are like spider webs that are entangled one into the other. So too, the membrane that's on the brain that's in the skull, in the cranium. Ukrum shalabetzim, and the membrane that's on the testicles, hakolos mishum dam, they're all forbidden because of the element of blood that's inside of them. Now, aloch yudalid, so continuing on the testicles, says the Rambam, beye gidi oitola, regarding the testicles of a kid goat or of a lamb, shlehishim shleshim yem, which has not completed even 30 days, so mutlavashlam alikli, but you're allowed to cook them without peeling them because that redness is not really blood, it's only the fats. Not lachish leshmiyam, after 30 days, im nir ben chutin dakin adum, if you see thin, small, thin strands that are red, b'yiduash halach b'amdam, you know that there's blood running through them. Oh, so this blood, which is forbidden, b'lo yivashal, so you shouldn't cook them at shiklef until you peel them, or until you cut it and you salt it, like we explained. Now, v'madayim le nir ben chutin adum, now if still you don't see red threads, then mutar, and then they're permitted because it doesn't have the blood. Now, all intestines, that the food goes through their cavity, there we don't presume there to be blood, and that doesn't have the problem of dam that requires this procedures of cleaning out the dam. Says Ram Yiroli, it appears to me, all these strands of tissue and all these membranes, their prohibition is only rabbinic, where it's not bona fide blood. And says the Rambam, and even if you're going to say that it is biblically prohibited, because it's included what the pasuk says, kol chelev chodam, all fats and all blood, which the word kol is including this chut and this krim is, but still says Rambam, ain't looking like milamakas mardis. One would only get this lashes from the rabbinic lashes. That would be the halacha of when we say chatzei she eating half of the measurement, not a full kezias, which is also learned from a reba in the pasuk. So also matter which is biblically prohibited, but ain't looking like one does not get lashes. Halach Yitzan, the Rambam continues regarding how one could kasher the meat from the forbidden fats that are inside every animal. So says the Rambam in Halach Yitzan, "Ein molchen chalav mimabasa." We don't salt the fats with the meat itself, obviously with the concern about the mixing together. We don't wash the forbidden fats with the meat. And the sakan chachad b'chalav, and the knife that's used to cut the forbidden fats, leyach b'basa, it shouldn't cut meat with. And the vessel that's used to wash the fats, you shouldn't wash the meat inside of it. So the vikr said the Rambam, therefore, the butcher needs three knives. But one that he slaughters with, not to get ruined, because it has to have a very sharp blade, and you don't want to slaughter other and use it for other things. And one to cut the meat. One to cut the forbidden fats, because you can't use it as the same knife as cutting the meat. Now, loch yitches. And if the custom of that place is, that the butcher is the one who washes the meat in the store. So you have to prepare for him two vessels of water. So one that he washes the meat, one that he washes the fats. Halachi tes, v'asla tabach lifresh chelav aksalim ala basa kedei lanoisa. So it's better for the butcher to spread out the fats of the flanks on the meat to beautify it. Nice, fat, fatty piece of meat. The problem is shakrum shalachelav dak, because the membrane on the fats is thin. V'yismach b'yad tabach, it's going to get crushed under the hand of the butcher. V'yazav achil, it's going to cause the fat to run from that. V'yabal abasin, it's going to get absorbed in the meat. But says Ramchad Ramailu Asla Saisim, all these things, yeah, they're forbidden to be done. But Vimnasu, if they're done, Linesa Basa, the meat does not become forbidden, because the Rambam holds that it would be very small absorption and it's nullified, and therefore you don't only have to do, rather, like you just have to wash it off the way you wash off meat when you're salting it. And the Imak and the Saisa, you don't hit the one who, you don't give lashes to one who does such a thing. But you teach him that this should not be done. Halachachav. So you don't salt the meat. You don't salt the meat until you first took away all these membranes and all these forbidden strands. And if someone did salt it, then you take it away after it was salted. And even if, which Rambam is going to talk about in the next parak, it had the forbidden ligament known as the gira nasha inside of it, you take it away after it was salted, and you cook the meat. Now halacha chafalf. The tabach shadar kavnakas abasa, and the butcher, that the norm is that he cleans out the meat from all the forbidden elements. The nimtzach of chutei krumin, you find after that he quote unquote did his job and he's selling you the kosher meat, you find these strands or these membranes that are forbidden. So malam the noisa, we teach him umazir noisa shleizal zbisur, and we warn him not to be disgraceful regarding these prohibitions. Avon nimtzach of chelav, but if let's say you don't just find these strands or these membranes, you find legitimate forbidden fats. So if it was the size of a barley corn, mavir nice, you remove him from his post. And from nimzach of kizayis chev, you find an olive size of a bit of fat. I feel b'mukem is harbi, even in many different places, and that's where you get the kizayis. Makar nice and makas mardis, you give him your bink lashes, and mavir nice, and you remove him from his post. Neshat tabach nem al chev, because the butcher is trusted regarding the fats, and here he is, negligent in this halacha, and therefore, that is how he gets penalized for having been found to have that amount of chelev on the meat that he was selling.